My name is Patrick, and the year is 2077. I've been a hacker in Night City for all my life. That's how I was able to afford this apartment that overlooks the city. I started out my career hacking ordinary people, ones that went to work and could barely afford rent. What can I say? They were the easiest targets. That was until I found out who the real villains were in the cesspool of a city. It was the corporations. They control all the power and wealth. Once I understood this, it changed my hacking strategy. Now I hack big businesses. Usually I'm just after their money, but sometimes I stumble across other things. By other things, I mean explicit photos and shocking messages. Both are great for blackmail. One day would completely change my hacking career forever. It shook me to my foundation and made me rethink my entire existence. The time was midnight. I preferred working at night because most corporate workers were sound asleep. I could hack different company systems before anyone was notified. I sat down at my desk and got to work. My routine usually started with logging onto the dark web. Yes, the dark web is ancient, but it still provides me a lot of helpful information. I belong to a site full of elite hackers. The site only allows the best hackers to join. It took me 8 years to get approved to be a member. The main goal of every member is to take from the rich and give to the poor, sort of like modern-day Robin Hoods. We also expose corruption along the way. We post sensitive information and communicate ideas that may help our exploits. One user on the site named Archangel posted a profile picture of the Militech CEO, Donald Lundy. Militech is a megacorporation specializing in weapons manufacturing and private military contracting. They are one of the largest weapon suppliers in the world. Under Donald Lundy's picture, it had all of his pertinent information, his full name, address, and employee ID number. Below his ID number it read, "Donald Lundy is a very corrupt and evil man. Feel free to do what you will with this information." This was all the data I needed to hack into his account. No way this could be real. Donald Lundy was one of the most powerful people in the world. Now all of his information was right in front of me to see. We are experienced hackers, but Archangel had to be one of the best to get this type of information. Under my secure network, I went to the Militech website. I clicked login and it prompted me for an employee ID number and a password. I typed in the ID number from before and left the password blank. This was the easy part. I had a brute force program that would test every possible combination for the password. At most, it would take 5 minutes to hack a complex password. I ran the program and in about 30 seconds, cracked the password. I now had access to classified information on Militech. There was an icon that read, "Board Members, Classified Information." I clicked on the tab. My screen was redirected to a list of Militech projects and plans. This was it. I found the gold mine. There were three different headlines. The first read, "Exerting Influence Over Gangs in Night City." The next article read, "Expanding Our Influence Overseas." The last article was titled, "Damage Control After the Night City Holocaust." My heart dropped after I read the title of the last article. My grandparents were both killed in the Night City Holocaust. The incident happened in the year 2023. Militech and Arasaka had strongholds in the city. Arasaka is another megacorporation in the city. Without a national government at the time to hold the two accountable, there was constant fighting between them. They both wanted power and control. A nuclear bomb exploded in the headquarters of Arasaka. The blast incinerated 12,000 people. Another 250,000 died in the resulting aftermath. The two theories are that Militech got bloodthirsty, or that Arasaka nuked their own HQ to protect their corporate secrets. Now I'm beginning to think Militech was responsible for the bombing based on the article's title. I clicked on the headline. The article that loaded in front of me shocked me to the core. It read, "Dear Militech board members, as you know, a large part of Night City's population still believes we were responsible for the 2023 bombing at the Arasaka HQ. Of course we were responsible, but this has become a public PR nightmare for us. We need to aggressively pursue a public relations campaign that shines the light away from us. If we receive any bad press on the 2023 bombings, our future business plans and expansion may be halted." I couldn't believe what I had just read. Militech was directly responsible for the deaths of 250,000 citizens. Now I had an obligation. I must leak this information to the public and get the word out there. I grabbed a storage device and plugged it into my computer. This device allows me to extract every last bit of information from the website. I know people might not believe me just seeing the Militech bombing article, but hopefully there is something irrefutable within the website's database that makes it onto the device. The extraction was nearly done. The loading bar was nearly all the way there. A notification displayed across my screen. It said, "Extraction complete." A feeling of relief flooded my body. I was able to hack into one of the most secure websites in the world and steal information that could bring down one of the most powerful companies. My job here was just getting started. Now I needed to figure out how to safely leak the information. My thought process was abruptly stopped by a notification on my computer. It was a direct message from another user on the website. His username was Mike. My username was Donald, as that's whose account I was under. "What the hell do you think you're doing, Donald?" he asked. I tried to play dumb. "What are you getting at, Mike?" I asked back. "You imbecile. If anyone downloads information in the board member section, it flags every member. Now tell me, what are you planning on doing? I know you are the CEO and all, but for God's sake, Donald, you need to let the others know what your plans are before downloading anything on there." "Listen, Mike, I am not obligated to tell you anything. What I am using this information for is classified and needs to remain that way. You don't know anything, do you, Donald? Anytime information is extracted, it needs to be approved with a two-thirds majority amongst all the board members," Mike replied. I stayed silent with no response, probably a few seconds too long. Mike responded again. "You aren't Donald, are you? Whoever you are, you better delete all your hard drives and run. Run far, far away. If we find you, you will die a slow, agonizing, and painful death. If you release any of that information, the longer and more painful your death will be. I can promise you that." My heart dropped. I was compromised. I closed out of all my tabs and powered down my computer. I stood up from my desk. I walked over to my window. I glanced out at the city in front of me. Right before I was about to turn away, I noticed something in the window. It was a drone. It came right up to my window and faced me. A blinking red light told me that I was being recorded. I needed to run. I left all my belongings, as I knew they would be able to track me on my devices. I grabbed the memory stick with the incriminating information and bolted to the elevator and hit the ground floor. My mind was racing at 100 miles per hour. What options did I have? Where could I go? A faint memory came to my mind. It was a simple message I had remembered. A user posted it on the hacker's website. He said if we ever feared for our lives, to go to the abandoned Grand Metro station, go down the stairs to the tracks and make a left, keep walking for a bit, and there will be a piece of plywood that has 999 spray painted in red on it. Remove the plywood and there will be a hatch. Open the hatch and enter the tunnel. After 5 minutes of walking through the city, I made it to the Grand Metro station. I quickly glanced around to make sure I wasn't being followed. I walked down the steps to the train tracks and made a left. After walking for about 1 minute, I came across the piece of plywood. Sure enough, it had 999 spray painted on it. I removed the piece of wood and there was a hatch. I opened the hatch and traversed down the ladder. After getting a few rungs down, I closed the hatch on top of me. I got to the bottom of the ladder and looked around. The space was huge. There were high-tech computers and servers everywhere. The place was any hacker's dream. A man approached me. He said, "Welcome. I am glad you found the place. My code name is Archangel. You aren't going to be able to take Militech down by yourself. Let's take them down together." I shook his hand and we got to work. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you.